You're listening to the Story Team Weekly Podcast, where we tell honest and encouraging stories about people whose lives have been transformed by the gospel. Our hope is that these stories will help you worship Jesus for who he is and remember what he has done.
I grew up in South Park, Houston, Texas. Your typical low income, project housing, low graduation rate type neighborhood. South Park is like an overgrown garden of weeds choking out any sign of a flower that may bloom. So that's where I grew up. I grew up in that environment, that area, but I had a great mother. When I was probably about one or two, my mom met my stepfather. I never knew my dad, you know, when I was younger. So I had always thought my stepdad was my dad. So I was about maybe six or something. In the early 80s, he got addicted to crack cocaine. His habits started becoming worse and worse and worse. At a young age, you start to see the deterioration of our family. So, you know, when you have a drug habit, you need money, you take money, you steal money. So we'll come home, living room's not there. Couch is gone, TV's gone, gaming systems are gone, things are gone. And so you see this struggle to try to keep your family together, right? Well, his addiction worsened over time, and eventually it wasn't a battle anymore. The drugs had taken control. So I can recall when I was about 8 years old or so, his addiction getting so bad one time, when, you know, he came to the house, he would always just think we'd bust the door, kick the door in or whatever. This particular night, enough was enough. You know, you had have this for years upon years, and my mom had reached a certain level. She said, if you kick in the door tonight, I'm going to shoot you. And so, sure, you hear boom, 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 boom. Finally, the lock pops, the frame pops open. He kicks the door in, and then you hear the gunshots. Fire, fire, fire. She shot him. You know, she shot him. I see him laying on the floor and blood coming out of his leg, and, you know, he's trying to dial 911. Oh, you know. And I remember, you know, seeing this at a younger age, just kind of thinking, guess sometimes you get shot. But nothing was really that, because it had been building up this sense of normalcy, this sense, because, you know, I've saw, you know, some mother beat up and drug through the house and burnt with an iron and body slam. You see all of this stuff, you know, and this woman trying to work with him and mold him and keep her family and provide and be a mother and, because she remember who, and he's a great man outside of the drugs, but the drugs turn you into a monster. Stepfather's drug addiction got so bad, he ended up committing suicide in the attic of a house. He hung himself. He felt like there was no hope for him. You know, it was nothing he could do about it. It was no hope for him. And so that was when I was about 9 years old, 9 to 10 years old. Fast forward, now I'm 14, 15. I'm a teenager, which you're already dumb as a teenager, regardless of your upbringing. But I'm a teenager, and now I'm in this urban, you know, inner city area, trying to identify myself in the world. So, you know, it's partying, it's drinking, it's girls, it's just getting captured in that whole lifestyle. And I have no idea who I am. I'm horrible with women, deplorable with women. You know, I'm cheating on friends with cousins and cousins with sisters because I don't know what a man look like. I don't know. I'm desensitized because of my childhood. So my thing is, yeah, I cheated on you. So what? I saw my dad get shot. What are you, I didn't even touch you. You're crying? Really? So I'm going through that, man. I'm just destroying myself. Me and my mom are just clashing. And I'm slowly down this path of just destruction and death. Eventually, man, when I was about 17, my best friend in the world, so invite me to church. Come to church, come to church, come to church. Eventually, we come, I meet this man named Thurman Henry West, and he profoundly changes my life. First time I see and hear and receive the truth of the gospel and Jesus in a plain conversation. He just talked to me like a man talking to a young man. And he made sense of my destruction. You know what I mean? He walked through, okay, you know, I understand you going out and you're drinking because you have more fun or you blah, blah, blah when you're drinking. Well, what you're trying to do is drown sorrows, drown problems. But they float, they swim, they got life jackets. That's why you have to keep doing it. You ever realize that? You got to keep doing it. But so evidently it's not fulfilling you. I can tell you something that can fulfill you. You know, what if a man did your mother like you're doing these women? How would you feel about that? Well, man did do my mother like that. Okay, well, let's think about that. These are every one of these girls is someone's daughter or is going to be someone's mother. He walked me through an understanding of that. Then what he did once he got me to listen is he showed me all the biblical principles that he was using and how none of this was him, but this was from this Bible that was wrote by men through the Spirit of God, right? And so once he walked me through that, I got a whole new perspective and understanding. And I didn't turn away from my sins. I never looked back. You know, it's been a process that I'm still working on today. It's just a story showcasing the genuine grace and mercy and love of God. Because through all of those things, one, I made it out. You know what I mean? I have my own brother himself didn't necessarily make it out like I've made it out. He's still trying to make his way out. But because of things that happen, it's God's grace, love, and mercy, you know, showcased on me. And so now I look at my biological father not being there, my stepfather being a drug addict, my mom being a single parent. And so when I look tangibly and statistically at my life, I should have STDs, I should have HIV, I should have children out of wedlock, my mother should be dead. But why not? Because just from the jump, we deserve death. Jesus came not because of us, but in spite of us. That's how I see the gospel continuing to transform my life. I'm able to see where we were to the transition to where we are now. And so it's just this immaculate. I can never repay. You know what I mean? There's no repaying. I'm just trying to be whatever he wants me to be, you know? So that's how it's still very prevalent in my life, man.
Thank you for listening to this week's story. If you were encouraged by this story and want to hear a new one each week, please subscribe to the Story Team Weekly podcast on iTunes or in your favorite podcast player. To see photos and a written version of this story, check the show notes in your podcast player or go to storyteam.org/weekly. We'd also love if you would rate us on iTunes. This will help other people find our podcast and hear these stories. Finally, if you have a story to tell about how God has transformed your life, please share it with us at storyteam.org/share. Thanks again for listening to the Story Team Weekly podcast. We'll see you next week.